Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Parshas Miketz, Chanukah, that's the topic. The shir should be a schus for Moshe ben Michal Avigail, he should have Rufu Shlema, and Yisrael Chaim ben Chana Rochel should have Zara Shel Kayama, and Abram Yitzchak ben Esther should have Zara Shel Kayama, Zara Dila Yisuk Dila Yiftol Mepizgomei Arayt. So the shir is based on a lecture delivered by the Talmud Rebbe Shlita in Parshas Miketz, in the year Tavshin Samach Ches. It says in Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Chof Tes, Vayisa Eina V'Vayar Es Binyamin Ochiv Ben Imo Vayomer Hazeh Achichem Hakoton Asher Amartem Eilai Vayomer Elohim Yoch Necho Bini. Joseph, the viceroy of Egypt, as it were, sees Binyamin, his brother, the son of his mother, and he says, "Is this your little brother who you of whom you spoke to me?" And he said, "God be gracious to you, my son." That's the pasuk. Rashi says, "Elokim yachnecha b'ni." B'shar shvatim shamanu chanina asher chanan elokim es avdecho. Uvinyamin adayin lo nolad l'chein bircho Yosef b'chanina. The other shvatim, we heard about chanina. They already had this notion of graciousness stated in relationship to them, because Yosef, Yaakov, already told Esav, "These are the children that God graced me with, Asher Chanan Elokim Esavdecha." So you already have a lashon of Chanina early on, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Hey. That we have with respect to the other Shvatim. However, with respect to Yosef Hatzadik, with respect to Binyamin, we do not have a lashon of grace, of Chanina. We haven't heard about that lashon. We only heard about that lashon with respect to the other children. So therefore here Yosef blessed him with Chanina. So there are a number of kashas on this Jerusha. The Sefer Tzedal HaDerech in Parshas Vayeshev makes a cheshbon, and he determines that Yosef was living with Binyamin 9 whole years. For 9 years, Yosef was living with Binyamin and Yaakov Avinu. And in all of these years, Yaakov Avinu, Pelo Atzum, did not give Binyamin this bracha of Chanina. So why didn't he give him the bracha of Chanina until now? Now we see Yosef giving Binyamin the bracha of Chanina because he hadn't gotten it yet. But how come? And Yaakov didn't give him the bracha, and Yosef didn't tell Yaakov to give him the bracha. He could have said, "Hey, Dad, the other bracha has got this bracha of chanina, of grace. Asher chanana l'kim esavdecha. And my little brother Benji, Binyamin, he didn't get the bracha." And as I said, if you make a cheshbon, says the Tzedal HaDerech, Yaakov was already, Yosef was already, was living with Binyamin for 9 years, and Yaakov never gave Binyamin this bracha of Chanina, and Yosef never suggested to Yaakov that he give him the bracha. Why not? How come neither Yaakov nor Yosef, and Yosef also didn't give him the bracha, how come nobody gave the bracha of Chanina to Binyamin until now? It was such a problem for Yosef that he didn't have the bracha of Chanina, that now that he sees Binyamin, that's the first thing he says to him. Elokim yachnecha b'ni. So how come, that's our question, Yosef doesn't get the bracha of Chanina, Binyamin doesn't get the bracha of Chanina until now? And even if you say that for a certain reason Yosef didn't give him the bracha until now, but how come pitom now, be'es tzara, when the Shvatim are mamish b'mitzuka, they're in distress and they have to bring Binyamin down to Egypt, why pitom now is he misover to give Binyamin the bracha? So that's what we're going to be trying to understand. Another question is, why does Rashi say a lashon of lefisha shamanu chanina ba'charash shvatim, but shamanu chanina b'shevet Binyamin? Ve'echan shamanu chanina lahalon v'yomer Elokim yachnecha b'ni. That's the lashon of the Medrash, and Rashi is basing himself on that lashon, that we hear chanina about the 11 tribes, and we don't hear chanina about Binyamin. And where do we find Chanina ben Binyamin? Later on, in our pasuk, where it says, Elokim Yach Mechabani, that's Bereshis Rabbi and Chesiud. And Rashi bases himself on that. Rashi also says, B'shar Shvatim Shemanu Chanina. So, we heard about Chanina. What's this lashon of we heard about Chanina? It would have been more appropriate to say, Ne'emra Chanina. Chanina was stated. O Nisbarchu, they were blessed with Chanina. But there's an emphasis here on Shemanu Chanina. We heard this lashon of Chanina, of graciousness, about the other tribes. We didn't hear it about Binyamin. Where did we hear it about Binyamin? So there's this emphasis again on hearing. So Rashi says it once, the Medrash emphasizes it three times. Medrash Rabbah, Gracious Rabbi, and Chesiud. Another inyan that we have to understand is the pasuk says, "Vayisa'ina v'vayaris Binyamin achiv ben imo." He lifted up his eyes and he saw Binyamin, his brother, the son of his mother. And this is very wondrous, because it's mashma that only now he saw Binyamin for the first time. But already earlier it says, "Mem gimel tazayin." Before it says, "Vayikhu anashim esamin chazel sumishne kesef lachu biyadam ves Binyamin vayakumu vayerdu mitzrayim vayamdu lifnei Yosef." They took their money with them, the gift. They stand before Yosef. Vayar Yosef, yitamas Binyamin. Yosef saw Binyamin already. So what's pshat? It's mashma here. Vayisa ina vayar es Binyamin. He saw Binyamin. Pitom there was this new riyas Binyamin. He already saw Binyamin before. Zohar Kodesh already asks it. Panim Yafos already asks it. So this Indian of Chanina is very shaykh to Chanukah. It says in the Machzor Vitri, why is it called Chanukah? Davaracher Chanukah chayin. Matzu Chanukah, Matzu Chanina. The Chof Hei B'Kislev is all about grace. It's all about Chayin. Chayin, Chanu, Milashon, grace, Chanina, on Chof Hei, on the 25th of Kislev. And in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, Tzemach Tzedek talks about it, the Divrei Chaim on Chanukah, the Imre Emes, the Chassidish Sfarim, they talk about this Inyan of Chayin on Chanukah. This is the time of Chayin and Chanina. So it's Roilis Bonin, the Bima'ayin. What's this inyan of Chayin and Chanina on Chanukah? And obviously now it's beautifully connected to this parasha where we have this lashon of Chanina Elokim Yachnecha Abni. And obviously this is supposed to bring us to Maisa, because Lo HaMidrash HaIkar Ela HaMaisa. As we said, the reason that Yosef gave Binyamin the bracha of Elokim Yachnecha Abni in a lashon of Chanina is because Binyamin was missing out on the bracha of Yaakov Avinu when he met Esav. And he said, Yaladim asher chanan elokim es avdecha. These kids who had chanina, chanan. So the ikar inyan of chanina, we find already earlier in Parshas Vayishlach. That's the first time we find this inyan of chanina. And if we look at the psukim, we can understand the omek hapshat, what's the depth of this inyan of chanina. It says there, Vayisa aseinav vayaris hanashim vesayilodim vayomer mi'elelach. He lifted up his eyes and he saw the women and the children, and he says, "Who are these to you?" Esav says, "Who are these to you?" And he says, "The children that God gave your servant, that God granted, graciously gave, Chanan es avdecha." So Yaakov answers, "These are the children that God gave me." So l'chora, we have to understand. Esav said to Yaakov, "Mi elelach." Rashi explains, "Mi elish yushalcha." Who are these that they should be yours? But this doesn't make sense, because why did Yaakov go to Lavan? To get married. And what happens when you get married? We have children, Baruch Hashem, we try to have children. You get married, and you have kids. Esav himself had women, and he had wives and children. Some of them, sometimes it was his wife, sometimes it wasn't his wife. Esav wasn't so makbid on those things. But Lemaisa, Esav also had wives and children. So what's he asking Yaakov? Mi elelach? Of course, these are the wives of Yaakov, and these are his children. So what's the shayla? Of course, Yaakov's going to get married and have children. What's mi elelach? Who are these that are to you? Also, the lashon mi elelach. He could have just said mi elelach. So the Rebbe Shlita says maybe b'derech remez you can say mi elelach elelach. The arichus is Rashi Tevas Kel Aleph and then Alamed, which is the name of Midas Harachamin. Like it says in the Mechilta, Hashem Hashem Kel Racham Machanun. Kel is Midas Harachamin. Chayin Omer Keli Keli Lamaz of Tani. So you don't say to Midas Hadin Lamas of Tani, why did you abandon me? You say to Midas HaRachamim. So Kel, it's a Lashon of Rachamim. So it emerges then that Esav was medactic, and he said, Mi Elelach, Rosh Tevis, Kel. Who is Kel? He didn't just say Mi Elu. Because he wanted to be Merames, that Be'emes, when the Midah Rachamim is no Heges, so then it's Roy that they should be your children. Mi Elelach. The Kel is going to be when there's Rachamim, when there's Kel, then you get these children. That's the mi'ela lachor, these to you. You deserve them when you're killed, when you have this mida of rachamim, when there's mida of rachamim in the world, when you're roi. But when there's midas hadin, then Esav is going to be sholet, because of the bracha of Yitzchak Avinu, v'yak asher taru l'frak du lo mi'al tzavarecha. When the Jews aren't doing what they're supposed to do, then Esav can take power. And then they're not going to be roi, they're not going to be fitting for midas harachamim. And that's what he was miskaving Esav and his rishus, mi'e l'loch, who are these that should be yours? In other words, only when they're roi, midas harachamim, kale, then it's going to be gevaldik for them. But then they're going to be b'nei Yaakov Sela. But b'shal, when they're not osir mitzvah shel makom, there's midas hadin, they're going to lose their name, and then they're not going to be elalach anymore. They're not going to be b'nei Yaakov b'chinas kel. They're going to be banim stam. They're not going to have the mid of rachamim. They're going to suffer. So when they're doing what they're supposed to do, and they're getting the mid of rachamim, then they're yours. But when they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and then there's midas hadin, then they're just going to be children, but not your children. Not Eile Lach, not with Midas HaRachamim. Not B'nei Yaakov B'chinas Kel. Of course, they're still going to be Yaakov's children. But they're going to be Yaakov's children without the Midas HaRachamim. There's going to be Midas HaDin, and they're going to be punished, and Esav is going to be able to take over. And to that, Yaakov Avinu answered, Vayomer Yeladim Asher Chanan Elokim Esavdecha. He said, these are the children that Chanina, Meloshen Grace, these are the children that God graced me with. But why does he use a lashon of Elohim? Elohim is midas hadin, a strict judgment. So how does that stem? How does that work with? How does that square, as it were, with the midah of Chanin and Rachamim? Chanan and Elohim is tarti desasre. Chanan is graciousness, and Elohim is midas hadin. And the answer is that Yaakov Avinu was telling Esav Arasha, "No, my sweet brother, ben kachu ben kach, their children. Chanan Elohim, the Chaninos, even midas hadin, even Elohim, even when there's din in the world, there's still going to be chanina, there's still going to be grace, they're still going to have chayin v'chesed lefanav, even when they're not roi. Not only where they're b'chinas eilelach, when it's midav rachamim of kel, but even when there's midas hadin, they're still going to be my children, they're still going to have this special midah of compassion from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God is going to love them no matter what. Ben kachu, ben kach, it says in the Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, Kuriyim Banim. No matter what we're doing, we're always called God's children, even when there's midas hadin, no matter what, Hashem loves us. And now, we move on and we go to Binyamin Givaldi. Binyamin we asked, why did Yaakov and Yosef not bless Binyamin with the bracha of Chanina until now, till Dafka now, when Binyamin's standing before Yosef? And the inyan is that this bracha of Chanina, this being fitting to be called children, even when there's midas hadin, even when there's strict judgment in the world, you have to earn it. You have to earn this title of banim, no matter what, of being loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what. And how do you earn it? With amel and yigia, that you have to be omed b'nisayon. You have to withstand a test, a difficult test, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say, "Hey, you're blessed. No matter what, you have the bracha of chanina. No matter what, even if there's going to be midas hadin, because chanina doesn't come b'chdi, it doesn't come for nothing. You have to earn it, and then there can be the bracha of chanina." So the brothers already got the bracha of chanina when they met Esav, because that was after all the difficult years of Lavan. And they were the difficult, as Chassidus calls it, the klipa of Lavan HaRasha. They had to deal with Lavan, and they withstood the test of Lavan. And then, after that, they had to meet Esav. So this is not Pashat, Lavan and Esav. And they withstood the test. So now, they get this bracha of chanina. B'shar Shvatim, says Rashi, Shamanu chanina asher chana Elokim esavdecha, uBinyamin adayin lo nolad. The other Shvatim, Shamanu Chanina. Why do they get Chanina? Why do we hear about Chanina by the other Shvatim? Because they earned it. But Binyamin wasn't yet born. He neither had to withstand the test of Lavan, nor withstand the test of Esav. Memela, he wasn't brought yet for the bracha of Chanina, that God is going to be graceful to him no matter what, gracious to him no matter what. Because he wasn't yet born. But the other Shvatim withstood the test, all the difficult trials and tribulations. They're worthy of the bracha of Chanina. And now, Daika, Dafka, now, when Binyamin goes with his brothers and they have tzad, they have Ogmas Nefesh, and he was matzik the din, he didn't answer anything. He knows he was going into a makom sakana. As Yaakov Avinu says, v'karo ason, he was worried. And the satan is mekatrik b'shas sakana, it's a dangerous time. And nevertheless, Binyamin HaTzadik was willing to go down to Mitzrayim and to be Moser Nefesh for the hunger of his father and for his brother, Shimon, who was in jail in Mitzrayim. And the whole parasha where Yaakov was talking with the Shiftei Ka, which should Binyamin go, shouldn't Binyamin go? We don't hear anything about Binyamin. What about Binyamin? How the committee doesn't say anything? Interesting to note that. You might not notice that when you're reading the Pub de Psukim, but Binyamin doesn't say a word. He was already a father of 10 children. Well, you don't ask his opinion. And the answer is that Binyamin told his father and his brothers, he said, whatever you guys say, I'll do. And when they said he should go down, he went down. Oh, so that's withstanding a difficult test. So now when Yaakov sees, when Yosef sees Binyamin, he gives him the bracha. Vayisainav. Vayar. He lifts up his eyes and he sees Binyamin. He says, Elokim yachnecha b'ni. But even though he already saw Binyamin, like we noted before, but he didn't look very carefully to see his bechina, his mida. But now he was misboning. Vayisas einav. He lifted his eyes. That's a lashon of his stakus gavoa Yosef and the Nesiyas Einayim, lifting up his eyes. He was looking at a higher bechina, at Binyamin's high madriga. That's the Nesiyas Einayim. Vayisa einav vayar. Vayar is a riyah of havana, like it says in the Gemara. Roani estibri Admon. I see what Admon is saying. So vayisa einav. He lifted. He raised. He had a higher perspective, a more elevated perspective. Vayar. And now he understood, I see, like we say in English, I see what you're saying. Now we see, now he sees, now he understands the high madriga of Binyamin. He sees how Binyamin's omen b'nisayon. So now he gives him the brach of chanina, Elokim yachnecha b'ni. So that's so beautiful. I'll call up sukim, yushavim, Rashi. Elokim yachnecha b'ni. Now that he lifted up his eyes and he saw a much higher estaklus, a higher iyah, now Binyamin deserves the brach of chanina because he was able to withstand the test and go down to Egypt and fulfill the will of his family members. And now we can understand the Lashon and the Medrash and Rashi. Shamanu Chanina. We emphasize the Lashon of Shamanu. Why Shamanu? So here there's something very deep. The limb with which we listen is called an ozen, because that determines it's interesting actually, that a scale is a moznayim. And a scale is balance. That's what you do when you have a scale. You used to have two sides of the scale and you balance it to see how much it weighs. On one side you put the dead weight, and the other side you put the apples, and then you see how much the apples weigh. So scales in and of ozen, of balance, and that's why if a person has ear problems, ozen problems, then their balance is affected, because that's the lashon of ozen, is moznayim, is balance. So this is where a person is also balanced. The whole balance of a person is in his ear, spiritually. Like the Rashash says, it says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Beis Hil Omen V'Rav Chesed Mata Klapei Chesed. God is called Rav Chesed because he tips the scales in favor of Chesed. And Valeim Amar David, and on this David said, Ahavti ki Yishma Hashem is Koli. I love that God listened to my voice. So where do you see in this pasuk of Hatoya Klapei Chesed? It says God listens to my voice. Where do you see that God's Mata Klapei Chesed? So Tosfos says that it's talking about a pasuk later on, where it says, Afafuni Chevle Maves, Da Losiv Li Hoshia. Even when he's dal b'mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still saves him from this from death. But it's very dachuk to say that the Gemara is referring to a pasuk later on, when the Gemara is trying to prove that he's matek klapei chesed. It quotes the pasuk of Ki Yishma Hashem is Koli, but that's not b'chal, not the pasuk that the Gemara means. So Kotz writes the Rashash, the Goyin, the Rashash, and his goes to the Gemara. V'ani shamati misher psari, agoyin ha-mafursam, mareinu menashnam mi'ilya. I heard from my cousin, my relative, Rav Menashe Meilya, the Iker Diuka who Menahita Ozno Li, the Darish Lim Yudashim was nine, the Hita Ozno Li, a hafti ki Yeshma Hashem is Koli, ki Yata Ozno Li, Hatoya. That's the Hita Ozno. It's Milashim Ritzon Olomar. Milashim is nine, Ritzon Olomar, the Matali Hamas nine with Satschus. He tips the scales in favor of Schus. So that's what it means, Mata Chesed, Klapi Chesed, Aleim Ador David, ki Yata Ozno Li. He tips his ears to me. That's the Oznayim. So he's mata the ozen, he's mata the moznayim, the scale, letzad ha-chesed v'divrei pichachem chayim, a gaonish einfall from the Rashash, that the Gemara, when it says he's mata chesed klapei chesed, the God tips the scales in favor of chesed, and then it quotes the pasuk of ki yishma Hashem is koli, because of that very same pasuk, it says ki yita azno li, he tipped his ears to me, it's a lashon of hatoyas moznayim, ozen moznayim, scale, tipping the scales, God tips the scales in my favor, that's rav chesed, mata klapei chesed, he tips the scales in favor of chesed. So we see that in the ear, the ozen, there's the remez of the union of moznayim, of the scale. And that's because the brach of chanina, of grace, doesn't come for nothing. But there has to be a shikol hadas. There has to be a weighing of the two sides, and then hatoyas maznayim, and then we tip in favor of one side. So after a person's omid b'nisayim, then he can get the brach of chanina. Only after he has to do something to tip the scales, then he gets the brach of chanina. It doesn't come automatically. And then he's right to the brach of Elokim yachnecha b'ni, of chanina. And then benkach atem kriyim banim, even though there's strict judgment. And that's why also here, right, it says Elokim yachnecha b'ni, a lashon of Elokim, midas hadin, nevertheless there's going to be chanina, because you earned it. Just like these are the children that Elokim chanan es avdecha. So that's why Rashi says b'shash v'atem shamanu chanina. So we heard chanina, lashon ozen, you hear with the ozen. And the ozen is a lashon of tipping the scales. Because now that you've earned the chanina, we're going to tip the scales in favor of the chanina. But you only tip the scales if you earn it. You have to get a little heavy on one side to give yourself a schus. And that's what the Shvatim got here. The Shvatim got this schus. First, the Shvatim had this schus when they withstood the tests. And now Binyamin has this schus when he also withstood the test and he went down to Egypt and he followed his father and his brothers. So that's why it says, Alashan Rashi, Vishrat Lashan, Shamanu Chanina, Shmiyam Lashan, Ozan Lashan, having to earn it, Maznaim, the scale. They tip the scales, and now Binyamin tips the scales, and then they're both roi to the bracha of Chanina. And sweetest friends, now we can go back to the remez of the Machzor Vitri. Chanukah is Lashan Chain, because on Chanukah, on Chav Hei Kislev, they found Chanina. Because this was a time mamish of Midas Hadin, and many people followed the Yavanim. They followed the Elilim, the gods, the paganistic culture of the Yavanim. Like the Python says, Yavanim nikbetzu alai, azai b'mei chashmanim, ufartzu chomas meid alai, betimu kol hashmanim. And what's the shemen? That they were metami the machshavas of Am B'nei Yisrael. They were metami our machshavas, that's the shemen, which is chachma. All the shmanim of the heichol, and then all the neshamas of the Jewish people, they were metami. Like it says in the Gemara in Megillah, v'masnisa tanu lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim l'cha, or almost all, lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim l'cha losim l'hafer b'yisi itam, lo ma'astim b'nei kazdim, I haven't despised them in the time of the kazdim. I gave them Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Bazaria, v'lo ga'altim b'mei yivanim, that I gave them Shimon HaTzadik, and Chashmonai Yubanu, v'matisiyahu Kohen Gadol. So that's lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim, that I haven't gotten rid of the Jewish people. So even though we were on such a low madrega, we were kimat madrega of ga'altim. Chas v'shalom gola hanefesh. It was mamish magil. It was disgusted. Kakadosh Baruch Hu kevyachol was disgusted with us. But lo ga'altim. He didn't completely despise us because he gave us chashmonai yubanov who were omid ben yisayon, and they were lochem ben mesiris nefesh against the tomb of Yavon, and they didn't succumb to their great power. Zaydin bi'ados kesarasecha. They were omid ben yisayon, the Jews, and they were zochet Chanukah. They were zochet lashon of chayna ulkim yachnecha b'ni. And this is the time, Rabbi Yisrael, Chanukah. Like the Davar Yaduv with the Kedushas Levi, that this is the time that we're Mis'or the Oros by Mimahem, not only by Mimahem, but also Bizman Hazeh. Now we also have the Kolach to be Mis'or the Oros, to be Mischazik, to withstand the tests. That's our job, just like the Yavanim withstood the tests. We too can withstand the test. We can also be zochet the lashon of chanina, like it says in the Medrash: Yor Hashem panav elecha v'chuneka yachanos chabibanim k'ma detema hayeladim asher chanan elokim esavdecha v'omer elokim yachnecha b'ni. This is the time of banim, of chanina, v'chuneka yachanos chabibanim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will grace us with children, like it says: Chanan elokim esavdecha elokim yachnecha b'ni. That we should all be zochet to have banim v'bnei banim. Oskim b'tar v'mitzvos. Amen. Kein yiratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.